Our sponsor today is Blinkist, because Blinkist helps us become a better version of ourselves. You get to be a better you, and they let you do it in less than 15 minutes. Have you checked them out yet? You should. Go to Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/boost, and get 25% off a premium membership. Plus, you can start out with a 7-day free trial. Give it a shot. You'll like it. Blinkist.com/boost. Okay, listen closely for some fun today. This is an extra special game that we'll play during the podcast. For me to scream in pain right in the middle of the show. It's going to happen. Maybe. We'll see. Because last night I bit my tongue. It didn't feel good, and it doesn't feel good now. But it may come back to haunt us during this show. I'm just saying. You'll know when it happens. Pay attention. It might be an extra special bonus in today's program. Because we're talking about today, not only my tongue. It's not all that interesting. But are you listening to the whisperings inside your head? As you go through your day, is there just a feeling you have that you should be doing something maybe a little different? Maybe there's more in your world. Maybe the job you have is something that should change, or something has to be different in your world. Are you hearing that and wondering, should I listen? Should I not? It's there. It's there in all of us. And it happens to every single person I've ever talked to, and a lot of the folks I work with every single week. They will get on the phone with me and say, you know, I'm just thinking, I really, these are my thoughts. Am I crazy? No, you're not. Something is trying to direct you. We'll talk about that today. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. It is a beautiful day here in Florida. It has arrived. The snowbirds too, but the weather is awesome. Come on down if you want to. We got a spare bedroom. Okay, we have a sponsor today. It is Blinkist. Thank you, Blinkist. I appreciate you being here for such a long time. 2 years now. Isn't that crazy? Blinkist helps you be a better version of yourself. Fastest way to do that is to get a new topic, a new skill, learn something, revisit something you've known in the past, get up to speed on what everybody else is doing, learn something, right? Broaden your horizons, as they say. It's a good way to boost your self-esteem, too. So Blinkist is an app, and they take the top nonfiction titles, they pull the key takeaways from them, they put them into text and audio explainers, they call them Blinks, and boom, 15 minutes later, you're smarter. You can use Blinks to learn about philosophy and history and science, psychology, health and nutrition, personal growth, thousands of titles, 27 categories, the world's best knowledge to choose from. Now, lately, they've also had these shortcasts. You know what those are, right? You know those long, long podcasts out there? They take the long ones and they shorten them into 15 minutes or less. It's good stuff. Now, I've been listening to Blinkist for a while. Two of my favorites I go back to often, my morning routine and how to make people like you in less than 90 seconds. That one never goes out of style for me. It just doesn't. I want you to check it out. Right now, Blinkist has a special offer just for you. Go to Blinkist.com/boost and start your 7-day free trial. Plus, get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/boost to get 25% off and a 7-day free trial. Blinkist.com/boost. So today, we're going to go a little bit real life and a little bit woo-woo. Is that okay with you? Now, if you're a woo-woo person, you might not like this show. If you're a real life person, you might not like this show. So I'm splitting it right down the middle, which is what I don't like to do because nobody likes me when you do that. So let's pick a side, okay? Because I don't know how you feel about the universe and how things work in this world. I don't know you. I haven't talked to you before. There's tens of thousands of people listening right now, and I haven't talked to most of you. Well, some days it feels like I have. I don't know if you actually feel like the universe whispers to you. Or maybe, hey, Scott, I don't want to talk about this stuff. Or maybe, Scott, I really love this stuff. Listen, before I go on, let me tell you, I've studied a lot spiritually. I've spent a lot of time all over the world doing this stuff. Woo-woo is kind of in me a little bit. I don't talk about it a whole lot. But if you were to get me and have a real deep conversation, say, Scott, let's go deep, I'll go with you. But still, in that conversation, in that debate, I'm going to stand up where a lot of people won't stand up and just going to say, who the hell knows? I'm a real world guy. I live in a real world just like you. And I can look out and see what's happening. I can't explain everything, but I also don't see unicorns running down the highway. I don't see it. But I do know the sun rises from the east every single day. And I go, wow, that's so cool. How'd that happen? And then like 12 hours later, it sets to the west every single day. I'm like, wait a second, who's behind the curtain of this thing? So I'm just going to say, I don't really know. And if you say you do exactly, I don't believe you. Because I think there's going to be a moment in time when I die in about 40 or 50 or 60 years, a long time from now, just like Curly in the movie, The One Thing, I'm going to figure it out. I said, I got it. Hey, Scott, before you die, tell me what the secret is and I'll try and then I'll die. I'm just saying, I'm predicting the future now. So you may believe, I don't know, this may be you, that your life is already planned for you. God has a plan, is what you hear all the time. And people go along with that. That's cool. You may believe that. Or you may be the type of person who believes that the universe is, you can manifest anything. It's a law of attraction. Put, you know, it's abundance. You put it out there and it'll come back. You get whatever you want. You may be that person. One makes you feel good. One doesn't. Maybe both make you feel good. I don't know. I think it's a combination of the two. I think you're supposed to do the things that you feel inside of yourself. You're supposed to manifest what you want in life. That's what I believe. But I also think there is a bit of a guide. There's some direction going on. Don't know where it comes from. Again, way above my pay grade, but I've been alive long enough now to know something's whispered in my head a lot, right? You too? Again, I'm not going to lie to you. It's just how it is. So are you listening to these messages? I know over time when I listen to them, I dial it in, things get better really fast. Sometimes it's a left or a right turn abruptly, different than what I was thinking. Still, everything changes. So I've learned to listen very closely. And sometimes it's, you know, all the time. It's exactly what I didn't expect to be doing. So a lot of people use these messages they get as guidance to make decisions in their life. My favorite has always been one thing I've said over the years, triplicate. Not the only guy that said that. I'm just saying when something happens three times, pay attention. Call me hard-headed, call me distracted, set in my ways, whatever it is. But life has taught me that wisdom comes in whispers. And those whispers are drowned out by us going, ah, life is crazy. We can't hear it. But if you hear a whisper three times, you might want to at least turn into it and pay attention, okay? Now, go. Your friend calling three times saying, come on, let's go out of town and have a party. That's not really a universe whispering at you. Hitting your snooze alarm three times because the universe told you you need to sleep more. I'm not sure. Probably not. The grocery store. It's out of your favorite chips three times in a row. You went three times. They didn't have your chips. No, they're not saying you have to go on a diet. The universe is not saying you're a little fluffy. It's just saying the supply chain issues are getting to you. It's what happens when you're alive. That's all there is to it. So what counts? So this is what I've learned over time. I really do pay attention to this stuff, and it sometimes wigs my wife out because I like begin to listen to things. I pay attention, and then I pull back from it just a little bit and think, okay, what am I hearing here? What really has to happen? Sometimes it's just a message to go another direction. Sometimes it's a message to continue. But this is what's worked with me over time. That's all I'm sharing with you today. Seemingly random situations or people, in fact, that happen in quick succession or at the same time. They seem random. Maybe you didn't know them. They happen quickly, maybe within a day or two, or even at the same time. And you're like, whoa, that's a sign. Maybe. I'm just saying pay attention to it and listen to what's happening. And certainly if it repeats itself. Secondly, they may be different in their approach or their appearance, yet each message you're going to get here is going to be similar in message in some way. At first, they're going to seem disconnected, like, yeah, there's nothing here that's the same. But this thing nagging on you, it just keeps coming at you. It's a little bit different. It's kind of nagging. You felt this before. You know what I'm talking about, right? If you feel that, pause and go, okay, what's really happening here? What's really being said? It's the universe. It could be just your boss is saying something to you. I don't know. All I'm saying is life is busy. If you get this nagging feeling inside of you that stuff's not right, stuff that has to change, or thing is perfect, whatever, pause. Pay attention to it. Let it guide you. You'll be happier. Thirdly, the message you're getting is likely something that has been on your mind, keeping you awake at night and speaking to you. You might not recognize its impact, but it's there. And here's the thing. I know so many people who go decades with something inside of them that's been speaking with them since they were a kid in some cases. And they're losing sleep and the clock is ticking and time is running out. They're like, what's up? What am I going to do here? The very minute that you open up to that and simply go, is this something I need to pay attention to? The answer is yes. What's really going on here? Even if you don't know, your path is going to be altered the minute you turn into it a little bit. This is very much a description for me of how I know when I'm being ganged up on by the universe, but I have learned to allow space for the message to arrive and to think about it and to process it and see what I think about it. And whether I resolve it, in fact, or not, I've known that it always motivates my decisions. It motivates my choices. It motivates my future actions. In other words, things change with very little effort as long as I take the time to pay attention to it. When I don't, things get massively foobarred. Or at least a little bit foobarred, right? But look up foobar if you, everybody knows foobar this is. I just say, all right, well, I got through their show basically without my tongue falling off after biting it last night. It's crazy, but it was a fun time we had. Hey, tomorrow, are you on the fence and you want to get what you want? I'm gonna push you off the fence if that's okay. That's what, if we do anything around here, that's it. It's essentially figure out what you want, show you the way, and make sure every single day you go after it. And if you sit on the fence too long, it's not gonna work out well for you. You're gonna get frustrated. The day after that, Thursday, going big means sometimes you got to go small. What? Not really. It actually means you have to let go of the small. Hang in there. Stories on Thursday. And Friday, if you want to succeed, there's a lot that has to happen before you do it. I'll tell you exactly what you have to do before you get there. Yep, big promise. I'll deliver on Friday's show. I'll see you then.